Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and this is the time when the stock market looks like it does, even though it was down a little bit, a fair amount, I should say, yesterday. You're writing that a lot of folks are thinking about dipping their toes in the water. A little late for that, unfortunately. Yep. But your column today is headlined Investing Risk, Sophisticated Reasoning, and you're writing about one of the most curious things, in my view, that goes on in the thrift savings plan right now.
Yeah. Well, had Alan Roth on the show this week, and he is a great one. His motto is dare to be dull, and he means that in investing. He said investing should be dull, and there should be some pain, and that is because if you invest the way many pros do, you buy low and sell high.
Mm-hmm.
But most people do the exact opposite because we are human beings.
Yeah.
And people who 3, 4, 5 years ago were fleeing to the G fund from the S and the C and the I funds. So they were selling low because the funds were down, transferring their money into the G fund, not getting much for it. And now that the market's back up, people are willing to take risks again for money. And I had some good emails, some good letters. I think I cited one in the column today, and I've got one coming up Monday too. But it is amazing. We all virtually know not to do this, and yet we do it now. Mm-hmm. That the market is booming. The 300-point drop yesterday shocked a lot of people, but that's not much in a market that this size, 16,000 something. So 300 is not much unless it continues. But people, when the market's up, people are willing to take risks, and when it's down, they're not willing to take any risks, but they do anyhow. Mm-hmm. By getting out.
Yeah, they don't think they are, but they actually are. It's kind of a reverse of what the risk actually is.
Yeah.
You're writing in the column today about some guy that we'll call Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay has been in the 2030 life cycle fund. And so he decides he wants to do better than he's been doing, even though the 2030 has been doing pretty good. So now he's got 75% in the 2050.
Yep.
So that's a longer term, higher risk fund, and 25% in the C fund.
Yeah.
So he's kind of.
Yeah. So he's immediately unbalanced himself.
Yeah.
By if you assume that all the life cycle funds are balanced the way pros do, they all of those funds are about the same.
Yes.
Whether you get it from Vanguard or Fidelity or through the TSP, so they're all about the same, and they have a certain percentage of stocks, certain percentage of bonds, a certain percentage of the three stock funds, and some G fund treasury securities too.
Uh-huh.
So if you do that and you say this is a good mix, it's going to be rebalanced constantly. It will do what I wouldn't do, and that is it will sell when the market's high, and it will, buy low.
Yep.
The things we won't do for ourselves. But he's thrown it out of whack. It's like putting a third wheel that doesn't turn on a bicycle, He's thrown it out of whack by getting in the C fund as well.
Yeah, you and I talked the other day about a person that I became aware of who has I think it's half of his money in the 2030 and half of his money in the 2040.
Yeah.
And what's funny to me is that the explanation is very similar to what you write about in the column mm-hmm. today. This guy has a very long explanation, justification in his mind for why this makes total sense.
Yeah.
And why, of course, this is perfectly logical.
Why didn't I think of it sooner?
Exactly. And yet, when you think about the purpose of these funds, it makes no sense whatsoever.
No. I know somebody who thinks that all of the funds are too conservative. So what he's done, he should be, I think he's about to retire, but
uh-huh.
he should be in the L fund, what they call current income. Or,
yeah.
Or at least in the 2020 fund.
Uh-huh.
But he's in the 2030.
Uh-huh.
But he knows what he's doing. Maybe wrong, but he does know what he's doing because he wants more stocks.
Yes.
In his portfolio.
Yeah.
And it will wind down. It will get more conservative over the months and years. But blending two different funds like that, it's just, it doesn't. You may think, you know, why haven't other people thought of this?
Yeah, because it's not a very good idea.
Exactly.
That's why other people haven't thought of it. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and you can read his column today at federalnewsradio.com, as always. And you quote Alan Roth in this column. No one ever says, Alan told you, I'm going to get greedy and buy high and panic and sell low. They always have sophisticated reasoning, but they're doing just what Alan said they don't think of consciously.
Yeah.
And that's very true.
It is so true. And the other people, while everybody, most of the experts say you shouldn't have all of your eggs in one basket, even the beautiful G fund, because it's super safe, but it's also very little growth. And if you had everything in the G fund, it wouldn't keep pace with inflation. What you'd earn would not keep pace with inflation.
Right.
That said, if somebody is so, Paul Yurchek, financial planner, once used to call it the sleep at night rule. If you wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh my God, I'm in this fund, and it drives you crazy, then you should get out of it, because some point the emotions do take over, and if you're that kind of person, you're going to be unhappy until you make the quote safe move.
The idea that people who are coming into government and just starting thrift savings plan accounts for the first time are going into the G fund is actually something the TSP is worried about. They're giving a big thumbs up to this legislation that's in Congress now that would put people automatically into the appropriate life cycle fund for their age.
Right. Time is on your side. Time is your best friend when you're investing. And when you're young, somebody once explained it like this. They said, you pick a fund. And he said, you want that fund to be down every day except the day you retire or the day you start tapping into it. Because if it's low for many years, you're buying more shares with the same amount of money. Of course, as you get close to retirement and tapping the pot, then you want it to be high. But the way to, for young people, it's a no-brainer to invest in the CS&I funds or in one of the life cycle funds.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of people, unfortunately not enough, but there are a whole lot of people that are like my age or maybe a touch older and a little bit younger who were not saving as much as they should have for retirement,
right,
who did a lot of catching up in 2009, 2010, because when the market went down so much, they went, wait a minute, it's on sale now. This is a great time to pour in as much as we can, change our – I have one friend who changed his allocation from he waited like – a month or so after the bottom of the market in early 2009. It was like April or May, and things were starting to inch up a little bit. And he said, I think this is the end of it. And he changed his allocation, bought a ton of S&P 500 index funds. And he said, I'm going to be able to retire a year or two earlier than I was thinking at that time.
He should have been doing it in 2007 and 8, you know, even though the market was...
Well, he realized that, but when they went as low as they did, he said, wait a minute, I'm not going to have this opportunity for a while. And you know, you think about what's happened to the S&P 500 over the last 2 years especially, but since 2009 overall...
Yeah,
this dude's a lot smarter than me.
Well, a logical question is everybody knows that, you know, you should do certain things at the bottom of the market and do certain things at the top. The question is, when are those times?
Tell me those
two dates. That's all I want to know from you. Nothing else.
And nobody knows when those days
are. No, they don't. No, you know it looking back over your shoulder. Somebody once told me that investing is equivalent to driving from D.C. to California using only your rearview mirror. You know,